You're listening to the Intuitive Souls podcast. I am your host, Tara Caruso, and this podcast is designed to educate, inspire, and enlighten. Let's wake up together. Hey guys, and welcome to the Intuitive Souls podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. I'm so excited that the universe led you here. If you are an OG and you keep on coming back and keep listening, you know I love you. You know I am so eternally grateful for each and every download, each and every review, each and every like, everything. You guys make this so fucking easy for me, and I enjoy every second of this. So this episode is another impromptu episode, and I just felt like really called to do this. And my intuition was just kind of just basically when I'm drawn to something, if I don't do it, I get shit for it. So this is why it is Sunday at almost 10 o'clock my time. I don't usually do anything during the weekends. I like to spend my time, you know, relaxing and with my family. But today, with everything going on in the world, you know, my schedule has just been kind of twisted around, being that my kids are home now and I have to basically be a teacher. So I'm basically finding time to do work, finding time to work on my business, finding the time that I had while they were at school in different places. So, with that being said, I just felt really called to talk about what's going on in the world today. I am the kind of person that I need to allow things to simmer and allow things to just kind of process. And I need to think about things. This is just the way I am. It's either like I'm either super impulsive about something or I really need time to digest what's going on in the world. And I think that now, being that I think we're going into our fourth week of quarantine, I think it's time for me to just kind of talk about this, give you guys, you know, what's on my mind and the way I'm handling the situation, because if you're listening to this, you might be really worried. You might be, you know, looking at the news and feeling so anxious and so worried. And, you know, maybe you're experiencing this horrific virus yourself or someone that you know is dealing with it. And I want to just kind of share what's on my mind about it and how I'm perceiving this. So, you know, there are a lot of podcasts out there in the spiritual realm, and I'm sure that they have all touched on it. I've seen a lot of channelers talking about how this is the start of the awakening and how we have to just stay positive and, you know, be the light workers that we're supposed to be. And to an extent, yes, I completely agree with that. I completely agree with that. And there are some really great people that, you know, share their light and share these channeled messages with their audience. And I appreciate them doing that. But for me, I feel as though there's enough content out there on TikTok and Instagram and Facebook and YouTube and podcasts saying, oh, this is the start. This is the start of the awakening. You know, just, you know, be, you know, vibrate love and everything. And I totally agree with that. But the way I want to handle the situation is I want to talk about the present reality, and I want to talk about what we can do that's within our control to take this time that we are outside of our regular schedule, take this time where we are stuck at home, take this time where we have all this free time, and turn it into a positive thing. You know, we can sit there and the choice is up to us. And that's what we have to remember. We can sit in our houses on social media and on Netflix watching Tiger King and getting completely bored and then getting into that depressive state because maybe we lost our job, maybe we're having problems with our income, maybe we're just bored out of our fucking minds. That is our choice. And I know that that is not a popular opinion, but it's a fact. Happiness, negativity, fear, it's a choice. So what we have to do right now is decide how we are going to take this time at home, how we are going to use and utilize this time that we have. So if you're not proactive about this, and if you're not taking this time to better yourself, maybe connect deeper to your soul, start a meditation habit, read all those books that are on your shelf that have been there for years that you've always wanted to read. It's time to shine, guys. It's time to just carpe diem. And I know that finances right now are so freaking unstable and it's really scary and I totally get it, but I want to let you know that there are a ton of resources out there for free or for very affordable prices that can expand your knowledge, expand your personal development, expand your spiritual development. And I'm here to remind you of those things. I'm not going to sit here and say that I channeled messages from my guides and I, you know, connected to the universe and this is what they have to say, because there's enough people doing that and you've already heard that. You've already heard that this is the, you know, start of the Great Awakening. This is the start of the Age of Aquarius coming. We've already heard it, okay? And I'm not going to put my own spin on it because it's not necessary. What's necessary right now is you guys having the tools to take this time and putting a positive spin on it. Taking this time and learning a new skill, taking this time and connecting with your soul. This is what we should be doing, okay? This is a huge wake-up call for us. This is a huge wake-up call for everybody. And it's either a sink or swim kind of thing. You know, there's this amazing spiritual teacher, Sadhguru, and what he basically had to say about this was, we cannot control what's going on in the world. We cannot control this. What we can control is our reality. So, you know, practicing social distancing, staying at home. If we do have to go out, you know, taking necessary precautions and wearing masks and gloves and all of that great stuff. That's what we can do. But with the circumstances that we are dealing with, we have to find those tools and those resources that can help us grow. Like, why not use this time? Because God only knows how long this quarantine is going to be going for. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if it's extended again. So take this time. You know, a habit, we only need 3 weeks to start a habit. So take this 3 weeks or however long and create positive changes in your life. Create a life of abundance. Start from scratch. And then next year, when we look back at this time, you can say, holy shit, look what I fucking manifested from one of the darkest times that we have ever experienced as a collective. So what I want to say is, like I said, guys, I'm cheap as shit. I can't tell you, I couponed. I am so frugal with stuff. And if I can find things that are free or super affordable, I'm going to share those with you guys. So I did come across a bunch of things that I do want to point out. The first thing I want to point out is, if you are someone who wants to start diving into spiritual books, or maybe go ahead and watch some documentaries on spirituality and all of that great stuff, I highly suggest jumping on my email list, because what you're going to get is a Spirit Warrior e-kit where I give you the top 10 books for spirituality, top 10 documentaries that are available on Amazon Prime and Gaia and other places like that, that you could start binge watching today. So head on over to my website, or you can head on over to my Instagram bio, click the link in my bio, and go to grab my free Spirit Warrior e-kit. You're not only getting like 10 recommendations for both documentaries and books, you're also getting, you know, some of the best crystals that I recommend for a spiritual, you know, awakening or getting on your spiritual path, and then also essential oils. So it's a really nice little thing to start you off on your journey. Okay. If you don't have the money, okay. If it's like, oh, I don't have money for books or whatever. I get it. Books are fucking expensive. What, they're like $15 a pop. Head on over to thriftbooks.com. Books are like $4 each, maybe some a little more, some a little less. And it's free shipping for orders of $10 or more. I mean, you can't beat it. You really can't beat it. It's going to take a little while for these books to get to you, but hey, listen, you're saving a lot of money that way. So that's one thing I want to share with you. Another thing is like, I know that it's like super late in the game, but starting at the end of tonight, which is April 5th, okay, I am offering a Soul Sessions bundle for a ridiculously low price of $22. Guys, this bundle is filled with my top trainings. That means that you're getting 5 trainings of those like amazing. You're going to get, what trainings do I have in there? Oh my God, the Soul Alignment Activation, which you will feel an energetic shift with immediately. You're going to get the Meet Your Gatekeeper meditation, where you're going to be able to connect with your gatekeeper, which is the spirit guide that's been with you since birth. You are also going to get the, oh my God, there's so many, How to Talk to Your Shadow Self, which is a little bit on the shadow work side, but hey, whatever, you know, why not, while we're, you know, diving into personal development. So that's another one. What else is in this bundle, guys? There's so many. Oh, Soul Journey with Merlin. You're also going to get the Healing Chamber. These are really amazing, amazing trainings. I get such great feedback from them. And you're getting all these 5 trainings for fucking $22, guys. Like, I can't even believe like I'm doing it for this low of a price. So, you know, if you're interested in that, and if you're listening to this before the sale is over, head on over to my website. It's on the homepage if you want to grab it for $22, or it's also in my Instagram bio. So that's another thing that you can do, though. That's going to keep you busy with meditation and soul work for, I would say like a good 2 hours worth of, you know, your time. So that's definitely worth the $22. So another thing that you can do is there are some really great and cheap online courses out there. Check out places like udemy.com, which is udemy.com. You can get some great courses for like sometimes as low as $9. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, I don't think that like I've ever spent more than $20 on a course. So Udemy is a great place to start. There's also Coursecraft. And then my favorite, which is where my courses are, is Skillshare. And Skillshare is a monthly membership, but you get access to thousands of different courses, anywhere between computer design, the graphic design. My courses are on there. So you're going to get like an empath course. There's a psychic course. There's so much on Skillshare. And if you head on over to my website and go to my courses tab on my homepage, you will go to my courses, and then there is a link to grab your first 2 months for free on Skillshare. So that's another link that you can, you know, that's another thing that you can start. So for 2 months, you're getting it free and you're getting access to thousands of courses. I mean, there's so many different courses, I can't even like tell you. So that's well worth the effort. And then there is also Coursera. I think it's Coursera.com or Coursera.org, but this is a platform that offers university classes at discounted rates. And right now, I do believe I just got into a course. I think it's called The Science of Well-Being, offered from Yale University for free. I don't know if this is going on anymore, but there are also some other great courses that are for free. For free, guys. So it's either Coursera.com or Coursera.org. But I mean, this course is amazing. I'm already diving into it. It's so fascinating. And I'm just like, I just can't believe it's for free. So that's another thing that you can do. There are so many things, guys, that we can occupy our time with. And what better way to help the universe, what better way to help the circumstances that we are dealing with right now than to raise our own vibration? When we raise our own vibration, this allows us to emulate positive energy, which then helps others bring on their positive energy. That's really like the best thing that we can do right now, guys, is raise our vibration. Think of joy. Think of happiness. What are those things that you haven't done in fucking years that like brings you such joy and clarity? Is it baking? Is it writing? Is it doing silly things and playing memory games with your kids? Like just do it. Just do it and just use me as your reminder, because we have to, as light workers, you know, we really need to be the beacons at this moment. We have to be the ones that lead the way. If you're listening to this podcast right now, chances are you are a light worker. Chances are you are here to help humanity. Chances are you are here to be kind and to be generous and to be of service. And what better way to be of service than to just cultivate joy for yourself? So that's really what I have to say right now. Again, like I don't really like doing these impromptu things, because I need to like schedule things and everything. But when I feel so drawn to say stuff, I have to like do it. I just have to do it. That's the way I work. And I'm glad that, you know, I hopped on and recorded this for you guys. But that's what I have to say about this. I hope everyone is staying well. I hope everyone is, you know, trying to stay positive and maybe start a meditation practice or whatever the case may be. I hope everyone is just doing the best we can. So I love you guys. I just love every single one of you. That's all I have to say. And I will see you soon.